Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Seite Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Mishuach Nuchama, this is the Kayan that was appointed to speak to the people before they went out to war. Bishash and Medaber Elam, when he spoke to the people, as the Torah commands him to do, B'lashon HaKodesh Haya Medaber, he had to speak in Lashon HaKodesh. Shanem Rez the Pasuk says, V'yekikar V'chem Elam Nuchama. V'nigash HaKayan. The Kayan shall approach Zeh Kayan Meshuach Milchama. This is the special Kayan Meshuach Milchama. He was a Kayan that was anointed for this purpose, to speak to the people and to be mechazik their hearts. He's called Meshuach because they would anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. So V'nigash HaKayan Zeh Kayan Meshuach Milchama. This is this Kayan that was anointed for this purpose, to be mechazik V'yidin before Milchama. And the Pasuk says V'diber Elo'am. And as the Batanur explains, it says, Vaita Moshe Yedaber, just like over there it was Beloshon HaKodesh. So we know now here as well, Beloshon HaKodesh, that he had to speak Loshon HaKodesh. How do we know Moshe Yedaber is in Loshon HaKodesh? Because that was Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Beloshon HaKodesh. The Omar Alei, he would say to them as follows, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Atem Krevim Hayom LaMolchama Al Oyveichem. You're going to war on your enemies. Not on your brothers. Lo Yehuda al Shimon. This isn't a milchama of Shevet Yehuda on Shevet Shimon. Lo Shimon al Binyamin. It's not a milchama of Shevet Shimon on Shevet Binyamin. Shem tiplu v'yadam, if you will fall in their hands. Yerachmo lechem, they will have rachmanis on you. K'ma shenemer, like it says, when there was a machlokes between Yehuda and Yisrael. So the pasuk says, Vayikumu hu anashim asher nikvu b'shemais. The men of Yisrael who had been mentioned by their name. They stood up for Yachziku Bashivya, and they took the captives of Yehuda, Bechal Marumeyim, and all those that didn't have any clothes, Hilbishu min Ashalol, and they gave them clothes from the Shalol, from the spoils, from what was left around during the war. Vayalbishum, they clothed them. Vayanilum, they gave them shoes. Vayachilum, they gave them food. Vayashkum, they gave them drink. Vayisuchim, they anointed them. Oils to shmir on themselves. Vayinahalum b'chamoirim, and they put onto donkeys, l'chol kaishel, all those that were stumbling, all those that stumbled. In other words, those that couldn't travel on foot, the Batanur explains. Vayaviyam Yerichai, and they brought them to Yerichai, Ira Tmarim, the city of palms, Eitzelachem, to their brothers. Vayeshuvu Shimra, and then they returned to Shimra. Eretz Yisrael had been divided in the Yeseres Hashvatim and Yehuda. That was already in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. That was a punishment for David, who accepted Lashon Hara. He said that the field should be divided, so his malchus was divided. So Pikach ben Remaliyahu, the king of Israel, won a battle against Achaz Melech Yehuda. And they captured 200,000 women and children from Yehuda. And when the armies of the Yeseres HaShvatim brought their spoils back to Shimron, Oded the Navi came out, and he said, what did you do? Hini b'chamas Hashem alekev v'seichem al Yehuda, the son of Biyadchem? Because Hashem is angry at Yehuda, that's why you won, not because you have schusim. And now you're going to take the Bnei Yehuda and Yerushalayim, you're going to turn them into avadim and shvachais? Vata shimu'uni, listen to me, said the Navi. V'hashivu hashivu yashashivisa miachechem, return them. So some of the people from the heads of Bnei Ephraim, Azaryahu ben Yoichanan, Berachyahu ben Meshalmois, Yechizkiyahu ben Shalem, Amsa ben Chadali, they said, we have to listen to the Navi. And it says, V'yakimu ha'noshim ha'shenikvu b'sheimais, Azari and his friends, and they took here, as the Pasuk describes, they gave them the food and the drink that they needed. Those that couldn't walk were given the donkeys, and they brought them to Yericha Yirat Marim, to their brothers from Shevet Yehuda, and they returned to Shamra. Now the Navi only said return them, but they did even more. But you're not going to battle with your brothers now. Rather, al oyvechem atem hachim, you're going against your enemies. Shem tiplu b'yadam, if you fall into their hands, ain merachman aleichem, they won't have rachmanas on you. So you have to be mechazik yourself in milchama. And therefore he told them, as the pasuk says, al yerach levavchem, let your heart not be faint. Al tiro, don't be scared. Val tachbezu, don't panic. Now the enemies used to do different things to generate a pachad, and the kohen would refer to all those things. Al yerach levavchem, let your heart not be faint. Mipnei tzahalas susim, because of the crying of the horses, v'tzichtzuach charavais, and the flashing of the swords. Al tiru, don't be afraid. V'vnei hagofas terisen, of the clashing of the shields. when they banged them one against the other. They did a bedavka to make a tremendous noise, to frighten their enemies, to make them think that there's a much greater army coming toward them than there actually was. V'shifas hakalagasin. So this was a kind of a weapon, the Bar Tanura explains. It was like a stick with a curve at the end, and it was used to smash rocks. They would smash into the rock, and the little parts coming out of the rock would fly toward the enemy. Al tach bezumi koil karanais. Don't panic from the sound of their horns. A karen is a horn. Al tarzum ne koil sevachais. Don't be broken by the sound of their screaming. Ki Hashem alekechem aholachim achem. For it is Hashem who goes with you. Hein bon benetzchoinish albasav adam. Our enemies come with the power of just flesh and blood. They're battling for their king. Atem bon benetzchoinish almakam. You come with the power of Hashem. Pelishtim bo benetzchoinish algolias. The Pelishtim came with the power of their Goliath. Maya Sofi, what was his end? When he was challenged by little David with a slingshot and Goliath was all armed? Lasaif Nafal Bacherev, at the end, he fell by the sword. Benaflu Imay, they fell with him. Shaul HaMelech was facing the army of the Pelishtim, and every day for 40 days, Goliath was a giant warrior. For 40 days, he threatened Klal Yisrael. He was a big shot about his kayach. He said, I'm the one that killed Chafni and Pinchas, the children of Eli. I'm the one that stole the Arayin. And you know when he would cry out this way? Dafka in the morning and the evening during the time of Kriya Shema. He wanted to be Mevatel, Klal Yisrael, from the Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because when Klal Yisrael says Shema, they have Betachin and Amunah. But he wanted to frighten them. Why was Goliath Zaycha to frighten Klal Yisrael for 40 days? Why did Hashem give him such a kayach? It was in the schus of the 40 steps that his mother Arpah took when she accompanied Naomi back to her land. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such an unbelievable schar to anyone that does a good act. The three older sons of Yishai, they were in the field. David, their younger brother, was taking care of the sheep. He brought food to his brothers. During one of the days when David brought the food, he heard Goliath talking the way he did, talking against the Yidden, against Hashem. David said, what's the problem? I'll go out and fight him. So Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, is Maisa Nevesh himself for Binyamin. And now David is Maisa Nevesh himself for Shaul, who comes from Binyamin. Because Baruch Hu said that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be in the Nachlo of Yehuda and Binyamin. And it's going to remain there a lot longer than even after the Aseres HaShvatim left. They ran and they told the king, we finally have someone that's willing to challenge Goliath. Shaul looked at David and said, you're a child. And David said, I'm not scared of him. I was a shepherd for my father. Plenty times I was in a sakana, once a lion and a bear, and three of their young ones came and grabbed one of the sheep from the herd. All I had was my stick, and I chased after them. I saved the sheep, and I killed them. As a little boy, I attacked a lion. David understood Hashem gave him that gvura, to teach him that when he feels that gvura again, he shouldn't be frightened. Shaul said to David, Leich b'ni, v'yashem imach. David didn't have any armored battle clothes. The king took off his helmet and put it on to David. He took off his armored clothes and put it on to David. David was much shorter than Shaul. But al pines it fit. Shaul began to think, is this a simon? He's going to be king instead of me? David said to take it off. He doesn't need armored clothes. He took his stick, he took his bag that the shepherds had, and he went and he collected some stones. One of the stones said, I'm the stone of Avraham Avinu. I'll open up the helmet. The second one said, I'm the stone of Yitzchak. I'll strike at his forehead. The third one said, I'm the stone of Yaakov. I'll strike at his heart. So all the Pelishtim stood on one side. David stood on the other side. The huge giant, armed to the teeth. And a little boy with a stick and a bag. Ano Hashem, cried David, give me a simon that I'm going to be Menatzeich the Pelishti. Afterwards, he looked at Goliath, and he saw that Sirah started to cover his guff. Goliath saw the little boy, and he began to laugh. He said, am I a dog? Did you come to me with sticks? With one strike in my hand, I'll kill you. When he wanted to approach David, his feet were stuck to the ground, as if they were tied with 240 iron chains. He couldn't move his hand or feet. He began to scream, so come to me, and I'll give your flesh for the birds of the sky and the behemoths of the field. David approached her. David said, you think you're going to frighten me? You won't be able to. You may be strong, but I come b'shem Hashem. Today, well, Hashem will lock you in my hands. One stone struck through Goliath's helmet. It threw him 100 amos. The second stone pierced into his forehead and came out from the back. From the forest, Goliath strapped his weapons. The third stone went into his heart. An image of Dagon, the Avodah Zarah of the Pelishtim, was on his heart. Goliath fell on it. And it was Mekuim the Pasig, V'nasati es pigrechem al pigre gilulechem. The mouth of the Rasha filled with the earth as an einish of what he said against Hashem. David took the sword out of his hand and cut off the head of the Pelishti. The Pelishtim, who saw what happened, all ran for their lives. So once again, the Meshuach Muhammad says, Pelishtim bo benetzchoinish al Goliath. The Pelishtim were there for the Netzachin, for the victory of Goliath. Mahay Yisayfi, what was his end? L'sayf nafal b'cherev. He fell by the sword, v'naflu imay, and they fell with him. Vayter zok the Mishnah. B'nei Amon bo benetzchoinish shel Shayvach. The people of Amon came for the Netzachin of their leader Shayvach. Mahay Yisayfi, l'sayf nafal b'cherev. He fell to the sword, v'naflu imay, they fell with him. The people of Amon during the Malchus of Beis David hired Aram to help them battle against Yisrael. Yoav ben Tzeruya, David's general, was victorious against the B'nai Amon and the B'nai Aram. At that point, Hadarezer, the king of Aram, gathered the rest of his army. And the head of that army was a huge general, a powerful Gibor by the name of Shoivach. David gathered all of Klal Yisrael and went out against them L'Melchama. They struck at 700 chariots and 40,000 riders. And also Shoivach, the Sar HaTzava, was killed. V'atem, Iatem Kain, you're not like that. These people relied on the Netzachin of Abbas of Adam, that their leader will lead them to victory. At the end, he brought them down. But you are relying on the Rabbeinu Shalom. You have nothing to be scared of. So the Pelishtim relied on Goliath. Look what happened to them. The B'nai Aram relied on the Chachma of Shoivach, who was a brilliant strategist in war. And they had so many soldiers, but it was all useless. Don't make the same mistake. Ki Hashem Elokeichem Ahoylech Imachem Lihilachim Lechem. Zem Machna Oren. That was a reference to Machna Yisrael when it went out to Melchama. They took the Aroin Habris, that the Shivrei Luchais, the Luchais that Moshe broke, was laying inside. That's why it was called Machna Ha'Aron. Which Aron was this exactly that went out with the Yidin L'Melchama? There's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and some other Rishonim hold that there were two Aronis. One that Betzal made, that was in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. There was another Aron that Moshe made, and as explained earlier, that's where they put the broken Luchais into. According to the Shitas of these Rishonim, the Aron that Moshe made, that was the one that went out with them L'Melchama. The Aron that Betzal made remained in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. It never went out L'Melchama. There was one time during the days of Eli that without permission, they had this idea, ooh, we'll take that Aron, we'll for sure win it. The Pelishtim captured it. That's what Goliath was so proud of, that he captured the Aron. Even though Shaul HaMelech, Chazal tell us, had taken out the Luchais from it, still the Pelishtim had to send it back. They had terrible sorrows from it. The Avodah Zarah Dagon kept crashing down in front of it. And they had personal tzaras from it. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that there was only one Aron, and that was the Aron that went out L'Melchama. It was not the Aron that Moshe made. The Aron that Moshe made, that was hidden when Betzal made the Aron for the Mishkan.